Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Half of the nation's coal power units will retire by 2026. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The U.S. is projected to retire half of its coal-fired power units by 2026, just 15 years after coal use for electricity reached its peak in 2011, according to a new report. Seth Feaster is an energy data analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. He says the report should sound an alarm for communities in Wyoming and across the nation dependent on coal production, who will see a direct impact on jobs and on tax revenues that have fueled schools, hospitals, and other essential services. Feaster said coal communities really need to try and develop plans for how they are going to weather these kinds of changes that are going to be intensifying over the next decade. In some places, such as the Powder River Basin, that impact is going to be pretty intense. The news comes as Wyoming lawmakers continue to try to slow the transition away from coal. Governor Mark Gordon recently signed legislation that earmarks $1.2 million from the general fund to be used in legal actions against any agency or group that acts in any way that might negatively affect Wyoming's coal industry. The chairman of the Teton County Republican Party is considering challenging Wyoming State Republican Chairman Frank Ethorn for his seat at the state's party elections the first weekend of May. Mary Martin said she is only considering the possibility of running at this time and is primarily doing it so there will be a contested election. According to Cowboy State Daily, she mentioned how she encouraged members of her county party to run against her in the recent leadership elections. People should have a choice, she said. It's a sign of a healthy election. Sweetwater County GOP Chairman Elizabeth Bingham agrees. Contested races are good races, she said. How most people feel is they'd like to have a choice. They might like somebody else or they might like Frank. Ethorn became chairman in 2017 when the former chairman stepped down. He was re-elected in 2019 and 2021. Ethorn has overseen the state party during a rather significant time in its history. Under his watch, the state voted for former President Donald Trump with a larger margin than any other state in 2020. It also saw a record number of Republicans register and vote for the 2022 elections. Martin was commended at a state GOP meeting shortly after the November 2022 elections for her fundraising and campaigning efforts. A Republican state house candidate in her county set the all-time record for fundraising during the election cycle. Describing herself as a big tent Republican, Martin said that although Ethorn conducts himself like a consummate gentleman at meetings and allows discussions from all voices in the party, she believes he has not spoken out when certain party members have exhibited poor behavior. She said there are really good things about his leadership and things I shouldn't see. No one is officially running against Ethorn at this time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.